Bridger's wife, Kelly. I wanted to share my testimony today. My life before Christ, well, it's pretty brutal, offensive, and emotional roller coaster, and it's embarrassing. My home life, I was abused verbally, physically, emotionally. I went through almost entire life, dad, mom, and husband. By 17, I was emancipated, became homeless. I was out of control, put my mom through hell. By 24, 25, I gave my boys to their grandparents to raise them because I was afraid I couldn't provide for them, and I was scared I was going to be abusive towards them. And also, I was a drunk. Many, many times, I attempted to try to end my life, but yet, here I am. I started drinking around 19 or 20, two DUIs, one in 04 and one in 05. I met Ed at this time at CKF. I was to be there only for 3 months when I ended up there for a year. Sadly, the whole time I was still drinking, I'd show up sitting in the back with a hoodie on, sunglasses, extremely hungover, calling everyone out for their BS. I was a thief that stole from anyone, even my own family. If I opened my mouth, I was lying. I made a name for myself in the bars as Crazy Kel. I was hateful and extremely hurt, and decided drinking and fighting was my escape. It killed me not having my boys. I was hated, and I still am by most today. I wasn't scared of anyone or anything. What did I have to lose? I had already lost my babies. I'll admit, I lost a few fights, but was grossly proud to say that I won many. I enjoyed fighting like a release of some kind. So much I would start up fights, arguments with false accusations. I was in and out of jail since I was 16 on probation and corrections. I was in abusive relationships. I would self-sabotage relationships because everyone I loved left me. This started around 2 years old into my 30s. As I've heard Ed say, fight or flight. I will leave you before you leave me. I started fights just so I could leave. Always scared and waiting for them to leave me. Later on in my 30s, I was living in my apartment and I had a conversation on the phone with my son's father that led me to Christ. Life after Christ was still not the best at first. I first had a major drinking problem. Later was raped, not by Richard. Forced into divorce for many reasons. I'm not placing blame. And I was abandoned again. Going to court proceedings for over a year for the rape. Who would not want to get drunk? But something happened. I was reading my Bible, and I read no drunkard could enter the kingdom of God. This scared me. I kept telling myself I had more time to get right with God. I was convicted every morning after drinking that night before. But if he's going to come like a thief in the night, I had no more time. The time was now. I finally said it was time to get right with God. I read his commandments and realized I couldn't live the same life anymore. It said I needed to walk with the wise, so I walked away from the friend that I love. And I still miss her. I stopped lying and stealing. I stopped worshiping money and started worshiping God, because you can't worship both. I never stole again. I never covet my neighbor, nor do I give false testimony about anyone anymore. And I will not gossip. Life and death are in the tongue. I was remarried sober to my husband, Richard, again. So 2 years ago, on April 14th, I said goodbye to bondage of alcohol. God closed that door so it can't be opened. He made me sober. All the glory is to God. It's amazing how you start to love the things that God loves and hate the things that God hates. He's far from done with me. I have a ways to go, and he's far from finished. I can't get into heaven by reading my Bible or going to church or just being a good person. It's about having a daily relationship with him, walking the narrow path, walking in the word. You can't buy your way into heaven. No one goes to the Father unless they go through Jesus. If you can talk to yourself all day long, you can talk to God and form that relationship. My old friends, my mother and my family, who I have no connection with, would never truly believe the transformation. God chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of this world to shame the strong. He picked a dummy to show you what he can do. This I had gotten from Ed, and I lost clothes. I couldn't keep track of anything. I slept on people's couches. I didn't have anywhere to go. So I have no idea how I held on to this coin this long, but I wanted to give it back. Because I am 2 years sober.
I'm very proud of my wife and for everything that we have been through and the things that we continue to go through. I was baptized a week ago, Saturday, in the back of the church. Praise be to God. For I was baptized as a child, but it didn't mean anything because I don't remember it. But now I remember what it is, and the old is gone, and the new is here. I'm very proud to be standing here with my wife. For we had left the church from coming in person, but we watched it online. And you know, Christians are the first ones sometimes to judge. And we do it ourselves. And so we thought, you know, we're being judged, so we walked away. We didn't walk away from God, we walked away from church. And we know that being here at the church is more important. Church is so important that Jesus created it. And we're here to keep it going because we need each other. We need each other to hold each other up, be with each other, where we all go through the struggles of life. For Jesus said that we would have the struggles. He never once promised us that it was going to be an easy path. And it's not. With that, as you know, I had two daughters, Addison and Mackenzie. And we had been battling with their mother for 4 years. She never wanted anything to do with them until Kelly came into my life, and then she wanted to be a mother to him. Again, I'm not judging. We did a lot of things in the flesh, trying to win a custody battle, to have the girls see that our way was better than the other way. They know the Bible. They can quote scripture. They understand what the church is about. But yet the flesh is strong. And it's hard for them at their age to understand flesh in the spiritual world. We understand the spiritual world, and we understand that it's a battle, and that's where our battle lies, is in the spiritual world. So Kelly and I made a difficult decision. And I'm supposed to be reading this, but again, I'm not. I'm going to go off script here. We believe, we talked with Ed, and we're going to allow our two girls to live with their mother full time. We're not abandoning them. We believe, when I adopted them 9 years ago, we took them out of a mess. Her mother was living on the street. She was abusive, addicted to drugs. So my wife at that time and I, we adopted them. They were my great nieces. So this battle has been going on well before Kelly came into the picture, but it got worse. And the battle was because I was with Kelly and my girls were stuck in the middle. Well, that's why we have decided that with all their they know God and they know Scripture. And I believe they're at an age that they can decide what is right and what is wrong. For James has told us in Scripture that we know the difference between right and wrong. We know what is sin and what is not. And we believe that it's easier for the girls to live with their mother instead of being torn apart by the battles that we have between her. We're not abandoning them. We're loving them. And we'll continue to love them. We just ask that you pray for us. And that you pray for our girls, Addison and Mackenzie.